A violent mob destroys a large house church in an unprovoked attack in northern China. Eritrea steps up its campaign against Christians. And businesses' missions creates new opportunities to share the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A violent mob of 400 attacked believers at the Fushan Church's new building site on Sunday. The mob used heavy construction equipment to try to destroy the foundation, which is actually part of a registered Good News cloth shoes factory. So why target that part of the building? China Aid's Bob Fu says,
they call their worship center. It's a part of the factory owned by the Christians, and the government regarded it as a church. So that's why they started attacking.
The unprecedented and unwarranted attack was devastating. Many Christians were severely injured in the fighting, but it's not over yet. On Monday, Fu says,
several thousand church members gathered in the church destruction site, had a special prayer meeting for 4 to 5 hours under the heavy rain. And the government sent officers to prevent church members to get into the church site.
Keep praying for believers. The crackdown won't likely let up soon because the government is
very nervous of the rapid growth of the Christian church over there.
Next, Open Door says at least 7 prisoners held at the Wia military camp in Eritrea have died in an outbreak of meningitis. At least one of them was a believer who spent the last year in prison for his faith. Open Doors also reports that 2 weeks ago, the Eritrean government called on all of its citizens to inform the police of any illegal gatherings of Christians in their neighborhoods. Keep praying that the hope of Christ speaks loudly for the believers who cannot speak for themselves. You're listening to Mission Network News. All across the globe, Western and national missionaries are using their businesses to share Christ in a new way. In the past, missionaries went to countries with the sole purpose of proclaiming the gospel. Now, Pioneers is equipping individuals to use their trade as their ministry. Ted Essler with Pioneers says,
it is very effective at putting cross-cultural workers in direct relationships with nationals, and so it does provide a means of getting into the lives of people that is very understandable in the indigenous culture, and it does help evangelistically.
This approach has been effective in reaching countries otherwise closed to the gospel and reaching a new population in places with a previous missionary presence. In November, Pioneers is holding their Venture 09 conference for people who are interested in businesses' missions. The conference will be held in Los Angeles.
If you have any thought whatsoever about getting involved in businesses' mission, the best thing you could do would be to get overseas yourself on a short-term trip and visit with somebody who's doing it.
In other news, $50 could help establish a church in Cuba or China. Ken Leggett with WorldServe Ministries says pastors are often given a one-way ticket to communities for evangelism but have no other support system.
And they arrive in a new town and they don't have any relationships or contacts within the community. They don't have a job, typically.
WorldServe's Adopt a Pastor program supports pastors while they evangelize and plant churches in unreached communities.
The support that WorldServe is providing is a 2 to 3 year bridge, really, to establish a tithing church.
Churches planted by these pastors eventually grow to the point where their members can tithe on a regular basis. Until then, WorldServe provides a living stipend.
It's an assistance in meeting some day-to-day expenses and doing evangelism work in those communities.
By helping a pastor establish himself within a community, you can invest in the growth of future believers. You'll also get updates from the pastor you support, so go to worldserve.org if you want to sponsor a pastor. And after 2 weeks of learning about true discipleship, many pastors in Ghana said their lives are forever altered. Evangelist Sammy Tippett spoke to pastors at a conference held in 2 of Ghana's biggest cities. He challenged the leaders to a life and ministry built on prayer. 2 Ghanaian church leaders also spoke at the conference about leadership principles and true discipleship. Please pray for the pastors as they apply what they've learned. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News has a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field, along with information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and begin doing something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Kramer.